For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green hosts visitors from around the world curious about the history of the iconic sports car. But a different kind of history was made today, history the museum hopes to never repeat.
It's kind of one of those things that you think maybe will never happen to you.
A massive sinkhole opened up inside the museum's sky dome where more than two dozen cars were on display.
Fire department estimated it to be 25 to 30 feet deep, about 40 feet across.
That's museum director Wendell Strode. The sky dome is the eye-catching yellow cone-shaped structure easily seen from I-65. Strode said the museum security company alerted staff early this morning that motion detectors were going off inside the sky dome.
The alarm went off at 5:44. The electricity went off at 5:39. So we're not sure how much before that it may have been building.
Luckily, the collapse occurred early enough that no one was on site at the time. Eight of the cars fell into the hole, including the 1992 1-millionth Corvette. About 20 other cars were vulnerable as they remained parked on the sagging floor of the showroom.
We asked this morning if we could remove them. The fire department felt that we should not try to do that until the structural engineer had given us the go-to sign.
Six of the cars belonged to the museum, while the other two were on loan from General Motors. WKU civil engineering professor Warren Campbell was among several experts examining the site.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not the biggest I've ever seen, but, you know, the damage that's already occurred and the potential for more damage is pretty high up there.
Dr. Campbell said there appeared to be some damage to the footing in the foundation, and he expected the sinkhole to grow.
Western has a drone, a remote-controlled helicopter with a camera, and they were going to try to get some video down in the hole, and then we might know a little bit more about it.
Dr. Campbell said the sinkhole was the largest one he's seen in Warren County. He says it compares in size to the one that occurred on the Dishman Lane extension in Bowling Green 12 years ago. The road was closed for most of 2002 after a hole opened up while cars were traveling on it. WKU geology professor Dr. Jason Polk says sinkholes aren't uncommon to the area, given Bowling Green's karst landscape.
You have voids in the rock, you know, the caves that are pretty famous around here with Mammoth Cave and whatnot, and you have soil that overlies those caves. Eventually, the water as it moves through from rainfall events and whatnot can wash away that soil, and if there is a void underneath of it, if it's not strong enough, if it becomes thin enough, the soil can collapse.
According to Dr. Polk, recent rainfall could have been a contributing factor. By the afternoon, most of the cars not affected by the sinkhole had been moved to a secure location. As for the eight cars swallowed by the sinkhole, it's too early for damage estimates. But two of the cars in particular will be a big loss, says David Crisley, who worked at the assembly plant from 1984 to 2008.
The 1993 ZR1 Spider really jumps out at me because we made very few of those. And, we made those inside the plant. 2009 ZR1 Blue Devil, that was probably, I think that was a $120,000 car when it was built just in 2009. And I don't know what kind of value you'd put on the 1993 Spider. I mean, that would be something that would have to be auctioned before it have a value put on it.
Museum staff say they look forward to reopening the Sky Dome soon, but gave no timetable. The National Corvette Museum will celebrate its 40th anniversary in September. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.